KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
this is the last weekend open for several ski resorts across the state, with only a few that will be open heading into the first weeks of May. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Second, demolition is underway today for the Provo Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's going through an extreme makeover, similar to what happened with the Ogden Temple about a decade ago. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A slow ride in Utah County if you're southbound I-15. Delays from Lehigh to Linden. Spots of slowing westbound Pioneer Crossing between I-15 almost to Redwood Road. And also spots of delays on Redwood. And this goes from Lehigh to Saratoga Springs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Tracking more sun and a weekend warm-up, I'm Devin Mishuli.
63 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been selected for former President Trump's hush money case. The former president speaking to reporters outside the courtroom.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
An appeals court rejected a defense motion to delay because they say jury selection was rushed. The UAW's drive to expand its reach to non-union factories across the South gets a key test tonight when workers at a VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, finish voting whether to join the union. The White House says it will restrict oil and gas leases in 13 million acres of Alaska's Petroleum Reserve in order to protect wildlife threatened as the Arctic continues to warm. The oil industry's top lobbying group says that decision is, in its words, misguided. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Parents were ready to protest in the Salt Lake City School District this morning over the way an elementary school was going to teach the children about the new bathroom law. It takes effect May 1st. This is the measure that requires students to use the facility corresponding with their birth certificate. Joining me live is the sponsor of that measure that's now law, State Representative Kara Berkland. So this was at Emerson Elementary in Salt Lake City, where the school tried to teach all the students in a school-wide presentation. The parents were not happy about this. So we're curious, how do you think, as the measure's sponsor, that students should learn about the new bathroom law?
Well, I appreciate that question because I think most people have a basic understanding of how the bill was written and how it should be interpreted. As when there's a student who doesn't want to use a bathroom that corresponds with their sex, and it could be because they are, you know, feel that they are transgender, or it could be because they have a medical condition, or it could be because they've been bullied or, you know, been threatened or something has happened in a bathroom, they would go, or their parents would go and talk to the school. In a situation where a student is consistently going into the wrong bathroom, if you say, let's have a little girl who keeps going to the boys' bathroom for whatever reason, it's the school's job then to talk to that student and inform that student and that student's parents or guardians about the law requiring them to use a bathroom that corresponds with their sex, or put together a privacy plan that would still require them to use the bathroom that aligns with their sex, or a single occupancy bathroom.
So you think that this should be handled quietly on a one-on-one basis, but to a child who faces peer pressure, perhaps this might even seem punitive, being called into the office about something that's so, well, I'm going to say elementary. What do you think of what Salt Lake City was trying to do today?
I don't quite understand what Salt Lake City was honestly trying to do. I talked to a lot of different districts throughout the state who, you know, had been questioned by the media saying, hey, this is what Salt Lake's doing. What are you guys doing? A lot of the superintendents said, we're just going to handle it the best way for the kids, and broadcasting gender ideology to all the children is not the best way. Calling out that there's some kids that want to use a bathroom that doesn't align with their biological sex, that's not best for the kids. And so, you know, I don't know. I'd like to think that they believed that this was just what was required of them, but that just I honestly can't figure out how they could come to that conclusion, because no other district in the state came to that conclusion. And talking to the state board, they feel like it's pretty clear that you handle it one-on-one.
However, they chose to handle it publicly for all the children to learn about it. because of the parental protest, there was no presentation this morning, and what's going to happen next, we don't know. But thank you, State Representative Kara Berklin. We appreciate it.